Der Möbelhof ist Deutschlands Nummer 1 beim Preis. Das sagen nicht nur unsere treuen Möbelhofkunden, sondern auch das Wirtschaftswoche-Ranking Preisfavorit. Unter allen in Deutschland getesteten Möbelhäusern wurde der Möbelhof als Preisfavorit Nummer 1 ausgezeichnet. Bei uns finden Sie Möbel, die begeistern und Preise, die überzeugen. Möbelhof, riesengroß und super preiswert.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In California, during the summer of 1975, within the span of 17 days and less than 90 miles, two women did something no other woman had done before, tried to assassinate the President of the United States. One was the protege of Charles Manson.
26-year-old Lynette Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore.
The story of one strange and violent summer, this season on the new podcast, Rip Current.
Hear episodes of Rip Current early and completely ad-free and receive exclusive bonus content by subscribing to iHeart True Crime Plus, only on Apple Podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
That's right. The Challenge is about to embark on its monumental 40th season, y'all, and we are coming along for the ride.
Woohoo! That would be me, Devin Simone.
And then there's me, Davon Rogers.
And we're here to take you behind the scenes of the Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras.
Join us as we break down each episode, interview challengers, and take you behind the scenes of this iconic season.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Renee Stubbs, and I'm obsessed with sports, especially tennis. Tune in to my podcast each week to hear me and my friends in the community break down the latest matches, including the US Open, plus hear from some of the biggest names in the sport about what the future holds.
It's about belief, and once you break through that, right, then you know you can win a Grand Slam.
Listen to the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast every Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Capital One, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I am exhausted. This week has just been a lot. It's been a lot of continued lies, fuckery, violence by the Republican Party. And I'm so, at this point, just turn off the news. Like, honestly, I say this all the time on social media, and I'm going to say it again. It's time to divest from, quote unquote, legacy media. It is time to honestly let that place, the cable news sphere, the New York Times, the Washington, let these places die the fuck out, because they contribute absolutely nothing. And what do I mean by that? Well, let me just say this, that over the last 2 weeks, since the debate, we have watched stochastic terrorism turn into real world terrorism in Springfield, Ohio. We have watched the manipulation by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in the media choose their words to make the Haitian immigrant community the target of their latest stream of racist attacks. We have watched the media parrot the white supremacist statements by J.D. Vance and Donald Trump as if to suggest that maybe there is some merit into the conversation, or as J.D. Vance told Dana Bash, the narrative that he's trying to create. Or let me just cut through all of that and say the lies that he's trying to spin. Because even when called out by the media and asked, where are you getting your information from? Because it's not the officials in Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio. It's not coming from the mayor. It's not coming from the police department. And J.D. Vance's response, well, some of my constituents, because they're investigative reporters now, right? Like, so that's where the sitting junior senator from Ohio is getting his information that he is spreading to millions of people. And so I look at these outlets and the fact that, and we've talked about this, the sane washing that has been done to kind of search through the absolute mess and chaos and incoherent, rambling narrative of Donald Trump to try and piece together some sort of analysis, some sort of policy measures that he may be talking about when he's talking about Hannibal Lecter or electric sharks or whatever it is that comes to his stream of consciousness. But when faced with, when these media outlets are faced with, very easy to connect horrible, dehumanizing rhetoric, make the connection to real world threats, they seem to just like lose themselves. They just don't know what to do. And so I'm saying to folks, you know what? Get out of these places. Unsubscribe. Because I'm just so exhausted with their, and it's not even an inability, so let me not even call that. Right? They just don't want to. It's not that they don't know how. They just don't want to connect the dots for you, because what's better for their bottom line is this bullshit horse race that they're trying to present to the American people as if these two parties are the same. You have one that is readily contributing to a rise in political violence against whatever group they deem to be poisoning the blood of this country, to be unacceptable or un-American that day. I was thinking about this because I've talked about it multiple times now on different shows, right? And here's the thing. 2015, Donald Trump comes down that tacky golden escalator, right? Who is he talking about? Mexicans as rapists and drug dealers coming across our borders. Then it is Muslims. He gets into office and it's the Muslim ban. We can't have these people in our country, right? Because it's a quote unquote Christian nation. And all of these countries are terrible. So Mexicans, 2016, Muslims, 2017. Then where does Donald Trump go? Shithole countries, right? African nations. Then where does Donald Trump go? Oh, it's COVID. And so we're going to start calling it Kung Flu and the China Flu. And what are we seeing in each of these instances? What follows? The rise in violence against the community that he is targeting. Then, after Asian Americans are the targets and being attacked, then where does he go? Trans people, right? The LGBTQ community. Then it's bomb threats at drag story times, right? And libraries are shutting down and going on lockdowns. Then where does he go? Right? Next up on the hit list, literally, Haitians, right? Who are in this country legally. I don't need to say that because, you know, frankly, I don't actually give a fuck. But it is important because what most sane people think is that regardless of your citizenship status, you should not live a life that is unsafe because of the rhetoric from one of the biggest politicians with 60 million followers who at the drop of a hat says, go take your country back. And then what do those people do? attack the Capitol building. Each of these instances, each of these groups that I named, it doesn't matter whether or not you identify with any of them. What matters is you're next in the queue. Your number will be called too. And you know who's not alerting people to that? Mainstream corporate media. Because they would rather print bullshit that J.D. Vance says, like, these two attempted assassination attempts on Donald Trump are because of Democrat rhetoric. Sir, do you think that we're stupid? Because I believe that they do. I believe that they think that we're dumb. And that we don't know who not only lights the spark, who drops it into the bonfire, who blows the air on it, and pours gasoline everywhere. It's the Republican Party. So you can't continue to navigate and tell the stories about the importance of this election without telling people the truth. And this is why I tell you to divest. Go to places like social media, YouTube, podcasters like myself, right? Like, go to spaces where you can find trusted voices that are going to tell you the truth, because these places, these legacy spaces, are paid to fucking lie to you.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of smash or pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's... Because we're doing the pullout method. We're living on the edge.
Oh my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Señora Sex Ed is not your mommy's sex talk. This show is La Plática like you've never heard it before. We're breaking the stigma and silence around sex and sexuality in Latinx communities.
This podcast is an intergenerational conversation between Latinas from Gen X to Gen Z. We're covering everything from body image to representation in film and television. We even interview iconic Latinas like Puerto Rican actress Ana Ortiz.
I felt in control of my own physical body and my own self. I was on birth control. I had sort of had my first sexual experience.
If you're in your señora era or know someone who is, then this is the show for you.
We're your hosts, Diosa and Mala, and you might recognize us from our flagship podcast, Locatora Radio.
We're so excited for you to hear our brand new podcast, Señora Sex Ed.
Listen to Señora Sex Ed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. I am Lacey Lamar.
And I'm Amber Ruffin, a better Lacey Lamar.
Boo.
Okay, everybody, we have exciting news to share. We're back with season two of the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. You thought you had fun last season? Well, you were right. And you should tune in today for new fun segments like Sister Court and listening to Lacey's steamy DMs.
We've got new and exciting guests like Michael Beach. That's my husband. Daphne Spring. Daniel Thrasher, Peppermint, Morgan J, and more. You gotta watch us.
No, you mean you have to listen to us. I mean, you can still watch us, but you gotta listen. Like, if you're watching us, you have to tell us. Like, if you're out the window, you have to say, hey, I'm watching you outside of the window. Just, you know what? Listen to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Renee Stubbs, and I'm obsessed with sports, especially tennis. On the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast, I get the chance to do what I love, talk about how tennis and other women's sports are growing and changing and what the future holds.
I think I just genuinely loved what I did. I loved this waking up, putting on my sports gear. I still believe it was so rewarding. Maybe you can relate to it as well. As a woman, I think it's a very powerful feeling to have a job at which you're able to see improvements in real time.
On the show, we dissect everything going on in the game straight from the biggest players in the world. Plus, serve up recaps of all the matches and headlines in the game, including a rundown of the US Open every Monday. Listen to the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast every Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Capital One, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
That's right. The Challenge is about to embark on its monumental 40th season, y'all. And we are coming along for the ride.
Woohoo! That would be me, Devin Simone.
And then there's me, Davon Rogers.
And we're here to take you behind the scenes of, drumroll please, The Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras.
Yes. Each week, cast members will be joining us to spill all of the tea on the relentless challenges, heartbreaking eliminations, and of course, all the juicy drama.
And let's not forget about the hookups. Anyway, regardless of what era you're rooting for at home, everyone is welcome here on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
So join us every week as we break down episodes of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just did an interview for my other show, The New Abnormal, right? And I'm talking to this guest, and he said something so good, and I want to repeat it here. David Rothkopf, who is a writer at The Daily Beast, he said, you know why Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are not doing the traditional thing of going and having sit-downs with legacy media? Because they know that it's dying. And they know that legacy media is no longer to be trusted, with the awesome responsibility of informing the public. Why am I going to sit down with people who lie to me on a regular basis, who lie about me on a regular basis? Like, how does that make sense? Instead, they are going directly to the American people and having conversations. They are using their own social media platforms to engage in conversation with those that are unable to attend their rallies. They're sitting down with people in new media, because what purpose do these outlets have? I guess they're holders for advertisers, but in terms of the value that I used to place on places like the New York Times and the Washington Post. I mean, outside of their book review sections, like, and the style, I don't really care. I don't take anything that they say. Have you seen some of their editorial board pieces that have gone up? And I'm like, somebody let that leave the newsroom? If you really cared, right, what is it? The Washington Post says, oh, you know, democracy dies in darkness. No, democracy dies because legacy media turns off the fucking lights. They're not shining a light on any goddamn thing, except to create these false equivalencies of both sides. Well, again, if both sides, their ageism and questions about Joe Biden's mental acuity drove that man from the ticket. I am grateful, right, that Joe Biden decided to step aside and endorse Kamala Harris. So I'm not saying that, but if you have questions about Joe Biden's age and mental acuity, then where was the same barrage of reporting and headlines around Donald Trump now being the oldest person in the race, who does not know where he is? He's in Arizona, but he shouts out Philadelphia. That again is going on these extraordinarily long-winded rambling fits where his own supporters are walking out of his rallies. But where are the headlines about that? Where are the questions about Donald Trump's mental fitness? When you saw the clip at the Economic Club of New York, where Donald Trump is asked about childcare and the economy, and this MF-er goes off on a tangent and just says the word childcare over and over again and then throws in tariffs. And I saw a headline from the AP that said Donald Trump gave an economic speech. Bitch, where? Were we listening to the same thing? Because it couldn't possibly be. And so when people are readily seeing these stark contrasts between what they are actually hearing and seeing, like they did on the debate stage 2 weeks ago, 60 million people saw Donald Trump for who he was, and some of them for the first time this cycle. Because while I know the folks that listen to Woke AF are like in the weeds on things in the same way that I am, the average American person is not paying attention. So they tuned in that night. Donald Trump has asked questions about abortion. He goes off on a tangent about crowd size. Nothing that that man said made any sense. And it was alarming. But did they report it that way? Nope, they did not. So when I think about the role that we have, right, as citizens of this country, to keep ourselves informed, it cannot be through the same means that we have been using. Because we have to ask the question, who is this really for? Is it for my education so that I can make informed decisions? Is it for the shareholders and CEOs so that they can make more money? Who is it for? Because you all know that when I talk, whether it's here, whether it's making videos on my YouTube channel, right? Whether it's on social media, you know that I am for educating the public. That's what my job is, to make sense out of nonsense. And I'm not taking, you know, big backings from anywhere. That's why I stay independent and only link and partner with places that allow me to do so. Because otherwise, I'm out. Now, unfortunately, I have integrity, which means that I am not wealthy. But that's just something that I have to live with. I want to switch gears for a moment on this Fuck It Friday also to bring attention to recent poll numbers. Now, you know that I say I don't care about polls. I like to bring them up, however, because it is connected to what I've been talking about. A recent Fox News poll comes out with regard to independence. And I've shared this on the Broke Down site, Twitter. Independence on August 8th were 8+ points in the bag for Donald Trump. Now, as of the time this poll was done, which was September 16th, plus 12 for Harris. Donald Trump is bleeding independence. And I think it is largely because people are finally coming to the place where they are fucking exhausted, where they are just tired, where they are watching in real time how the violent rhetoric coming from the Republican Party, coming from the top of the ticket, is traumatizing and terrorizing a small town in Ohio, recognizing that this can be any place USA, that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance decide to lie about, create a story around. People want stability. They want normalcy. I personally would love to go back to a place where, guess what? I didn't think about every day the president of the United States. I'd like to just focus on other policy issues, other things that are happening, but not the mental fitness and whether or not that MFR is going to tweet us into World War III that he's so keen on, by the way. Independence, right, are people who supposedly decide things issue by issue. But I think in this case, that they are looking at Donald Trump over the last 8 years and saying, I can't go through four to infinity. Because by the way, another podcast that J.D. Vance was on, because apparently there's not a lot of work to do as a senator. He says that Republicans need to be, quote unquote, ruthless about their pursuit of power. And that if they need to overthrow systems, then so be it. So these are not people that are interested in participating in democracy, that are interested in collaboration on ideas that are good for the American people. It's either their way or no way. And I do believe that as we get closer and closer to this election, which as of the time that you all are listening to this, we are 46 days away, that the violence that they are going to rain down will ratchet up. Because they are not going to be satisfied until people are killed. And then they're going to use that as a way to say, this is why we need a strong police state and we need X, Y, and Z. They create the violence. They yell fire in the theater, drop a bomb to actually create the fire. Then they want to fool you into believing that they are the firefighters. Make it make sense, because it does not. But people fall for it.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Okay, let's play this messy round of Smash or Pass.
Okay,
here it is. Smash or Pass. Spit play.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how I feel about bodily fluids being on me unless it's...
Because we're doing the pull-out method. We're living on the edge.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting that.
Baby, like I always say, if you know how to work that body, that sexualness, and that heart, you're unstoppable. Embrace your power. That's really what we're going to do on this show. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Señora Sex Ed is not your mommy's sex talk. This show is La Plática like you've never heard it before. We're breaking the stigma and silence around sex and sexuality in Latinx communities.
This podcast is an intergenerational conversation between Latinas from Gen X to Gen Z. We're covering everything from body image to representation in film and television. We even interview iconic Latinas like Puerto Rican actress Ana Ortiz.
I felt in control of my own physical body and my own self. I was on birth control. I had sort of had my first sexual experience.
If you're in your señora era or know someone who is, then this is the show for you.
We're your hosts, Diosa and Mala, and you might recognize us from our flagship podcast, Locatora Radio.
We're so excited for you to hear our brand new podcast, Señora Sex Ed.
Listen to Señora Sex Ed on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. I am Lacey Lamar.
And I'm Amber Ruffin, a better Lacey Lamar.
Boo.
Okay, everybody, we have exciting news to share. We're back with season two of the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. You thought you had fun last season? Well, you were right. And you should tune in today for new fun segments like Sister Court and listening to Lacey's steamy DMs.
We've got new and exciting guests like Michael Beach, that's my husband, Daphne Spring, Daniel Thrasher, Peppermint, Morgan J, and more. You gotta watch us.
No, you mean you have to listen to us. I mean, you can still watch us, but you gotta listen. Like, if you're watching us, you have to tell us. Like, if you're out the window, you have to say, hey, I'm watching you outside of the window. Just, you know what? Listen to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show on Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Renee Stubbs, and I'm obsessed with sports, especially tennis. On the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast, I get the chance to do what I love, talk about how tennis and other women's sports are growing and changing, and what the future holds.
I think I just genuinely loved what I did. I loved this waking up, putting on my sports gear. I still believe it was so rewarding. Maybe you can relate to it as well. As a woman, I think it's a very powerful feeling to have a job at which you're able to see improvements in real time.
On the show, we dissect everything going on in the game straight from the biggest players in the world. Plus, serve up recaps of all the matches and headlines in the game, including a rundown of the US Open every Monday. Listen to the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast every Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Capital One, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
That's right. The Challenge is about to embark on its monumental 40th season, y'all, and we are coming along for the ride.
Woohoo! That would be me, Devin Simone.
And then there's me, Davon Rogers.
And we're here to take you behind the scenes of, drumroll please, The Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras.
Yes. Each week, cast members will be joining us to spill all of the tea on the relentless challenges, heartbreaking eliminations, and of course, all the juicy drama.
And let's not forget about the hookups. Anyway, regardless of what era you're rooting for at home, everyone is welcome here on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
So join us every week as we break down episodes of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say this in closing today. There is also a video circulating of Donald Trump on Long Island. Suffolk County, Long Island, where I'm from. It's packed. Because an area that I grew up in that was largely Democratic, middle working and middle class and some upper class people have just abandoned the Democratic Party in lieu of wanting whiteness. That's not the place that I grew up in. But I saw the arena full, and I'm like, this is what they want. White people pumping their fists in the air, right? Thinking that everyone is the enemy, that their way of life would be preserved if only those people didn't exist, if only those people weren't there. If we can just get rid of the gays, send the women back to the kitchen, get rid of the blacks or put them in their place, then all would be well. Rather than creating industry, right, that people are able to live on, you just give them somebody to point the finger at so that they don't have to play a part in being responsible for how their lives turned out. I love Long Island, but when I saw those images, I was disgusted. But when I go to visit my hometown, right, there is a mix of Trump flags in places that had been represented by Democrats my whole life. So, you know, we are up against a lot in these 46 days. And I believe that things, and I've said this before, will get bloodier before they get better. But we have got to keep doing the work. We have got to keep organizing. We've got to keep donating. We've got to keep talking to each other and making the case, even if it's hard, because there is just way too much at stake for us to think that this is a foregone conclusion. Because it's either us or them come November. And I want it to be us because I don't want to live inside of their dystopian America. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck. We'll be right back.
My name is Brandon Kyle Goodman. I'm a Black, gay, non-binary author, TV writer, actor, and I'm messy, but not in the way you think. Messy as in I'm human and flawed. I'm on a mission to destroy shame around sex. And the only way to do that is to talk about sex. So that's what we'll do on my brand new podcast, Tell Me Something Messy. Join me on Tell Me Something Messy with brand new episodes every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In California, during the summer of 1975, within the span of 17 days and less than 90 miles, two women did something no other woman had done before, tried to assassinate the President of the United States. One was the protege of Charles Manson.
26-year-old Lynette Fromm, nicknamed Squeaky.
The other, a middle-aged housewife working undercover for the FBI.
Identified by police as Sarah Jean Moore.
The story of one strange and violent summer, this season on the new podcast, Rip Current.
Hear episodes of Rip Current early and completely ad-free and receive exclusive bonus content by subscribing to iHeart True Crime Plus, only on Apple Podcasts.
MTV's official challenge podcast is back for another season.
That's right. The challenge is about to embark on its monumental 40th season, y'all, and we are coming along for the ride.
Woohoo! That would be me, Devin Simone.
And then there's me, Davon Rogers.
And we're here to take you behind the scenes of the Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras.
Join us as we break down each episode, interview challengers, and take you behind the scenes of this iconic season.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Renee Stubbs, and I'm obsessed with sports, especially tennis. Tune in to my podcast each week to hear me and my friends in the community break down the latest matches, including the U.S. Open. Plus, hear from some of the biggest names in the sport about what the future holds.
It's about belief, and once you break through that, right, then you know you can win a Grand Slam.
Listen to the Renee Stubbs Tennis Podcast every Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Capital One, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.